Welcome to Basketball Colorado. Currently, we're at the 3A Grade 8, but we want to talk about the 4A Final Four tomorrow down at the Denver Coliseum. The first game we're going to dissect is 24-2 Pueblo South against 24-2 Longmont. Pueblo South isn't an extraordinarily big team, but they do have Marcel Barbie, that's about 6'3", really good athlete, probably one of the best in 4A, and maybe definitely one of the best in the state, along with another really good athlete, Jeremy Cody, who stands about 6'6", 6'7", and is signed to go do the high jump at CU. On the other side, we have Longmont. Again, they're not a particularly tall team, but what makes them good is their ability to play as a team in the passing. They're probably not going to out-quote athlete a lot of people, but because of their skill and their ability to play together, they're going to be in a lot of games, and they've shown that throughout the season. Like we said before, they've only lost two games. Pueblo South on the other side, they have good guard play. But really, their strength lies in the fact that not too many people can stop Barbie one-on-one, and that that Barbie's able to take some risks on defense, get some runouts, and because Cody is back there protecting the rim. So when we look at that, I think we take all that together and we say that's basically a push between the two teams. When we look at this game, I think the big difference is going to be how the teams react to being in the Coliseum. South has been there before. Longmont hasn't been to the Coliseum in a while. A couple years. So, how is this going to play out? I think, if South can keep Luke Johnson under control, that's Longmont's senior guard, who's he has a great ability to get inside the paint, use the light, use the glass from all angles, a tough finisher, also great court vision. And then can the Colts keep him under control? Can they keep him out of the lane? And not that Longmont necessarily relies on the three-pointer, but they're going to have to be able to be consistent from out there. Now, there's been a lot of talk about how hard it is to shoot in the Coliseum and so on. And there's some truth to that in the idea that your shooting percentage is going to dip slightly if you're a good shooter. Now, if you're not a good shooter and you go in there, you're going to struggle. And I think that's one thing that kind of goes unsaid a little bit. But so we take that and we look at Pueblo South. Again, both these teams, Pueblo South doesn't rely on the three-pointer. They rely on getting to the basket, finding open shots. So, whichever team can control the urge to launch the threes and make sure that their shooters are the ones taking those shots, I think that's going to put them in a good position. Then another interesting part of this is going to be, what is Longmont going to do to contain Barbie? A lot of teams so far have resulted in trying to go to the zone, and that'll work a little bit, but you got to keep him off the boards. You got to keep him from slashing through the zone there. So, I think, that's a really big if, right? Can Longmont put enough together to keep Cody off the boards? Cody's their leading rebounder. He's a great threat around the rim. Longmont really doesn't have a high riser like him. So, again, how are they going to contain, how will Longmont contain Barbie and Cody? Even if they're using a zone, are they going to be able to you know, make sure they don't get rolling. So, and then from McCarney, you mentioned from the south standpoint, making sure Johnson doesn't get hot and keeping him frustrated, which not too many teams have been able to do this year. You know, one other possibility, I want to say possibility, because what we've seen with Longmont is that there's different players each game, and they do a good job of kind of finding a bad mismatch and letting that player get to what they, you know, what they can do. You know, the only real senior that on this team, or the only that sees a lot of time, is Johnson. So this is a young team. Rink, Page, Siemens. You know, those are all, they're all juniors. They haven't played in the Coliseum before. So, are they going to be able to control those emotions and be able to take care of those mismatches when they get a chance to? So, I think I picked Pueblo South in my bracket, so we'll go ahead and stay with them. I think this is going to be a really close game, though. And, you know, I think just South being a little more, having a little more height, being a little bit stronger, a little more, I don't want to say intense, but maybe they have a little more tenacity to them. That might be what gives South the win in this one. Like I said, this one's going to be close. So that's our breakdown of Longmont and South. Up next will be LP and Pueblo West. Thanks for listening.